Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. My name is Aaron Gurness. I'm with Larry Klein. He's my guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. And Larry, the first bike night is tonight. So can you tell me a little bit about the history of bike night and how it got started?
Yeah, this will be our fourth year. It started when I was on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, and they give everybody a title, and they told me I was head of tourism. And I said, well, I know a way we can get a lot of people to town, because Indianola had started their bike night the year before. This will be Indianola's fifth year, and it was going over like gangbusters, and the city and the chamber and the police department, the fire department, all of them was in it. So I said, let's start it as a chamber project. And they had tried it previous years, but not on the scale that we wanted to do. They tried blocking off the east side of the square and putting picket fence around, and it didn't work, because at a bike event like this, one of the attractions is people walk around and look at the other guy's bike, the other girls' bikes, and they compare, and they see they've added a little piece of chrome that they don't have, or they got their exhaust run a little bit different than this bike, or the guy did a custom paint job or something. So they walk around and they just do a little bit of bat in the breeze with each other, and they find out things. And it's interesting because it's a hobby to most people. A lot of I'd say the average age of our bikers would be in the 40 range, somewhere 40 to 50 years old. And these people enjoy getting out in the evenings, not staying out too late. And most of them will travel up to 50 miles to come to a bike night like this. So it became a chamber project at first, and then they didn't want to do any special events and ask if I wanted to keep it going. So at that time I said, yeah, I don't want to let it go. It's too good a deal. So we kept it going, and a couple of the local bar owners were helping me, Randy Knockaborn and Teresa Shannon, and we kept it going. And right now it's Randy and Knockaborn, who him and his wife own Sandals, and me, who I own Klein's Quick Time. Has nothing to do with the bike night. We're not in part of it, but I just like it. I like promoting things like that. I used to do a lot of car shows with the car club here, and I worked with Dana Meekham Auctions, so I kind of had a feeling for how to set up an event.
What events do you have bike night? What have you done over the past years, and what do you got for this year?
Well, we got a lot of bands. Since Randy runs Sandals in the wintertime, they have bands on Saturday night. So him and Sandy get acquainted with the bands, and most of them are local within 25 to 50 miles. The band we got this Friday night is Fatal Addiction. They're from Oskaloosa. Bunch of young guys, and I guess they're really a good band if you like to listen to a really talented. They're a bunch of young guys. And then we got Phoenix, which has been around forever and third generation. That's kind of their offspring and buddies and cousins and relatives. And then we got More Than This in August. They've been here, I think, with us every year. 9 Miles North, which is LaVilla Albia band. They've been we had them last year in May. It was real cold. That's why we started in June this year. It froze out last year, and we let 9 Miles North quit at 9 instead of 10 because we couldn't stand it outside. We had to keep going in to warm up. And the last band this year in October, we're going a month later since we didn't start in May, will be Quarter Inch Jack. And that is also some offspring and relatives of Phoenix. So they're all really good bands. In addition to that, Fenders have a dyno. We've had them, this will be the third year we've had Fenders. I don't think, if they were with us the first year, they didn't have their dyno. You can get your bike dynoed. I think the cost is in the $25 range. They're local guys from Knoxville that have a bike store in front of Southridge Mall. And, of course, we've got several good food vendors. This year, Rick's Diner's going to be with us. He's new in town. Tasso's again. Steve Coon's Barbecue. We've got other vendors that people will be interested in. The sponsors have hung with us all through the years. C&C Harley-Davidson is one of our big ones, and his boy runs Chips Harley-Davidson in Osceola. We have Sandals Lounge, Klein's Quick Time. Dahl Distributing is a Budweiser distributorship, and they do a lot of good for us. They provide all our advertising materials and our banner. We have Raceway Tire. We have Motor Inn, Fender Cycle, the Dairy Queen, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Raceway, and Cone Corner. They all see benefits from the people coming to town, because we figure even on an average night we have 1,000 people. If they all bring $5 to town to spend, that's $5,000 Knoxville hadn't seen. But that's kind of tunnel vision approach to this bike night. But the overall approach is we're acquainting people with Knoxville that maybe have never been here before if they haven't been a race fan. And Knoxville becomes a destination to bikers. The local restaurants, which, for instance, Cone Corner and Dairy Queen, they don't see a direct result on bike night, but the rest of the month they see bikes coming in all the time that they never used to. Tasso's have told me that. Casa Grande, they've told us that. And it's a destination now for bikers. They know Knoxville is a biker-friendly town, and they feel welcome here. So that's some of the good parts. The main reason people come, though, is just to get together and chat. A lot of local people walk uptown like they used to. Farmers come to town that used to come to town on Friday nights and set up town and visit with people. They do that at this event. It's real casual. Everybody walks around. You see people you haven't seen for a long time and visit. So that's what I like about it. Just the town is getting together and it's neighbor meeting neighbor again like we used to.
All right. Well, that once again, bike night starts tonight. This has been Let's Talk Knoxville with Larry Klein. Stay tuned on the Marion County Midday Magazine. We have Let's Talk Pella next here on KNIA KRLS.